bbc.co.uk/radio11.
Hello, Princess.
It's Wednesday. It's 3 o'clock. Now, live from London, Chris Moyles. Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Well, the Travis interview went down very well with our audience.
It was met by a tidal wave of indifference. Favourite one being this one. If you call what you do art, then you're a bigger arse than you sound. I'm clearly missing the whole point of what we were trying to do there, but thanks anyway.
We got a great text message. It said, Chris, get Coldplay off, they're really depressing. So, I wonder whether there's a delay on the text messages. I thought the Travis interview was a beautiful piece of modern-day intellectual interview humour.
Mm.
See, I would say they found it so interesting that they couldn't be bothered to text in.
I think, as we've said before, some people just aren't ready for our revolutionary brand of humour.
Well, this is it.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Badly timed.
What was badly timed?
Half a second over,
was it?
Yeah. Hello, UK and around the world. Starting with our little Peter Kay Phoenix Knights tribute.
Very good.
By Sheldon. Haven't played that for a while. After all these years of working with Comedy Dave, I know virtually everything about him. We've been through good times, bad times together. And away from Radio 1, we've had a good laugh, haven't we?
Yes, we have, yes.
But I never knew that Dave was heavily into computer games. He never seems to want to play the Xbox with me or anything like that. But as it turns out, Dave, when he was a young lad, mm-hmm. was obviously a big fan of Sonic the Hedgehog, which is why his new hairstyle is indeed a tribute to that of Little Sonic. Would you like to talk us through your bizarre, stupid, gay-like haircut?
Well, A, it's not blue, like Sonic's hair was.
Yeah, so you're a big fan of Sonic.
And, I don't know what to say, really. I had a bit of a trim today.
Hedgehogs are us, was it?
No.
I've never seen a spikier haircut in all my life. He's like Gareth Gates' older brother.
Oh, take that as a compliment.
It's not meant to be one. Just take your headphones off a second. Look at the state of that. It's like a barbed wire fence. You know, people could trip and impale themselves on your stuck together with gel hair.
It is a bit shorter than I had intended.
Yeah.
But the great thing about hair, and I've noticed this over the years, is that give it a couple of weeks, it grows longer.
Look at the state of that. And I can tell you how bad Dave's hair is. Allard went, oh, I like your hair.
Yeah, this is disconcerting.
It should be very worrying.
Apparently, Allard thinks that it makes me look younger and more boyish.
Yeah, boyish is the word, but the meaning is worrying.
Mm.
I think so. It makes you look very camp. I think it's a camp haircut.
Well, you did say, I mean, it wasn't intended to be a camp haircut, but you did say today when I was around at your house for a cup of tea, you said that you'd look gay, which was...
Well, where did you get it cut? Jeffrey and Jeffries?
No.
Right.
I've never even heard of Jeffrey and Jeffries.
Jeffrey and Jeffries. How long into cutting or washing your hair did it take before they said, going away this year?
I didn't get it washed.
Oh! What kind of hairdressers do you go to where they don't wash your hair?
You wash it when you get home.
No, man! You wash it... Here's what I do. I wash my hair in the morning,
yeah.
And I get showered, changed, obviously.
And they wash it again.
Then I go to the salon, and at the salon, they wash it again.
Which is pointless.
No, it's not.
It is pointless.
If you wash... Did you get it done this morning?
Yeah.
Did you wash your hair before you went?
I did, actually, yeah.
So grimy.
I washed it before I went in, so that it was nice and clean for the coiffeur, right? And then I went down.
Barber?
Yeah, they didn't wash it because, you know...
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but you see, most... And I think most blokes listening to this will concur with what I'm saying, is that most men don't go to a salon and get their hair, you know, massaged and washed you do.
I don't get my... They occasionally massage your scalp. while they're washing your hair. I don't have a problem with that.
But this is a normal behaviour to spend, yes, you know, £70 on this kind of, you know, beauty treatment.
I live in London. I'm on the radio. I need to spend that money on my hair.
Okay. But you see, most people would find that somewhat poncy.
No. See, now, I know the argument you're making, but when you look at me, what's the first thing that you think of? Great-looking hair, right?
Right.
And so that's the price I have to pay for great, lovely hair.
Great-looking hair.
Great-looking hair. No mess, no fuss, just no change out of 80 quid. Just great-looking hair. I mean, look at Rachel.
Yeah, right. Great-looking hair, by the way. That's the first thing I was going to say.
Rachel, are you... Normally the excuse for people with hair like that is that they're growing it. Is that your excuse?
I am growing it, yeah.
There you go.
That's so rude. I didn't dry it this morning, though, because I went to the gym and I couldn't be bothered.
How common?
What, going to the gym?
No. Look at Alad's hair. Alad's hair says everything about him. You know, not much on top. That came out wrong. Anyway. So Dave's hair is Sonic the Hedgehog hair. Alad likes it.
What a worrying haircut.
He's behind you.
Yeah. Oi! It makes you look younger.
Sorry,
I thought that was your Dizzy Rascal impression then. Oi! Fix up looks sharp.
That's Dale Winton.
Well, the cat fits and all that.
Anyway, Alad, I do appreciate the compliments that you've made
today.
I won't
bother.
I'm not taking the mic.
No, seriously, man, if you fancy Dave's new hair, then
I don't
come
fancy
out
Dave's
and say
hair.
It.
I simply said he looks younger.
Say it loud and say it proud. His hair. If what? I want to know what you're going to say there.
I'll say he looks older next time.
Right.
I thought even guys would like to be complimented on their new hair.
You're a guy. Hi, guys.
No, Alad, I've said, and you know, I'm not taking the mickey.
I'm offended.
No,
sorry.
Are you excellent? Just 14 minutes into the show. That's going to be a record, right?
I'm impressed that you care about my hair.
Anyway, moving on. What's that smell?
It's you! What is it?
Dude, what have you just done?
Bad timing.
Have you got moisturiser on again?
What have you done?
I just moisturised.
What, before the show?
It's just the way he says it.
I just moisturised.
Emergency moisturise. You just feel a bit dry,
Jesus,
so you moisturise.
What are you moisturising? A bath of ladies' perfume? You just smell like a Tarte's boudoir.
I've just moisturised.
It was there on my desk. I thought, well, go on,
what are you doing with moisturiser on your desk?
I took out my bag last night, and I just left it here overnight. So
why would you leave moisturiser at work?
I forgot to put it back in.
Well, why is it at work in the first place?
I take it everywhere, just in case.
Just in case what?
You get a dry spell.
Some dermatologist comes up and goes, look at your skin. Why would you bring moisturiser with you?
A lot of people do. It's a common thing.
No. Seriously, man, I can't believe you spend that much time on moisturising your skin when you could go down the gym and lose weight off your fat ass and stumpy legs.
I can't come back to that, really.
I think it's fair to say, Alad, that a lot of girls moisturise, but not many men.
I think you're being sexist. And you're being old age man.
Do you know what? I'm gonna be new man, right? And kind of play devil's advocate. I think there are many men listening to this show who do moisturise.
But
out of those, I don't know how many of them bring their moisturiser to the office, just in case they have a bit of a dry hour. I'm having a flaky hour. I really am. Oh, my forehead, it feels like a Braille Bible. I'm telling you, I've got to get some moisturiser. I wish I'd have brought some to work. From the other side of the office, Cooey, I've got some. I know, I can smell you from here.
You see,
it stinks.
I feel like such an outcast surrounded by you two with your beauty treatments.
You're being wrong.
No, I don't.
You are.
I don't think I am.
What an argument.
No, I think I'm speaking, Alad, for the silent majority.
It's a disability, and you're picking on my disability.
It's not a disability
here. I have dry skin.
It's not a disability,
yes,
you moron.
A dry skinitis. So,
having one leg's a disability, not having dry skin.
That's a disability.
Well,
I have dry skin.
Peg. He had three, didn't he?
Yeah, he would have to... Never mind.
So I have to bring... It's like my medical thing. I've got to bring moisturiser.
Alad, you don't have to bring your moisturiser to work.
Well, if I want dry skin.
What?
If I want dry skin, then no.
You stink like a tart.
Well, it's a bit of a smelly moisturiser. That's not
a smelly? You're kidding me.
Isn't that nice, Rach?
We could smell you when you were upstairs. A Is it boys or girls?
Boys.
Are you sure?
That's not.
That is boys.
Doesn't smell like boys.
Like a girl.
Well, CKB is for men and women, so it's unisex.
Oh man!
Don't.
What the hell? Seriously, what does unisex mean?
You need sex.
No, you don't need sex. You need sex. What does unisex mean?
It means that both men and women can
do it. Right, so if you had a unisex toilet, what would you imagine would be in there?
That's a difficult one.
Right, just cubicles, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Because a urinal is no use to a woman.
No.
Unless you get these tardy women who try and
see someone on Saturday night, but it's not attractive, is it?
No, not nice. So unisex, okay?
Yeah.
So a unisex toilet with a lock on the door, you understand that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But a unisex smell.
Yeah.
How do you define that? Because there are man smells, there are woman smells. What's a smell for both?
A new type of smell.
A girl smell?
No!
With strong marketing?
No!
Oh, man, come on.
Well, I like the smell.
Do you think that's a manly... Jeez, it's going right in my nose. Do you think that's a manly smell?
Maybe I'm too far. Shall I bring it a bit closer so you can check the proper
smell? No, you're really fine.
It's nice.
I can smell you if you were in Aberystwyth.
Well, I've just put it on, so admittedly it's a bit strong, but give it
How much time did you fade. You spraying for an hour?
I have four squirts.
What, you have a routine?
1, 2, 3, 4.
And show me how that works.
1, 2, 3, 4. And there we go.
Well, go through one again.
One.
Yeah. And what's two?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I see.
And then you rub.
You do your hands,
and you
maybe your arms if it's particularly dry.
You do your arms.
We don't want to have a dry patch there, do you?
No, way.
That's your elbow!
Well, yeah, you don't want a dry elbow, do you?
No, that elbows are dry, unless you're swimming.
And then you do your face.
I'll do your face.
And then what? Do you have a special towel to remove the excess?
Yeah, I don't have excess, I'm that dry.
Right.
Alad, don't ever come into the show smelling like a girl again. Unless you've been with one the night before, which pretty much brings me back to the first bit. Don't ever come into the studio smelling of a girl again.
It's a different world, isn't it?
I'm telling you. Makes my haircut seem very manly down at the salon.
70 quid. Could you believe it? Hair looks nicer.
Don't massage your head.
Looks good.
Shut up. That's what you say. Machine, Wasting My Time, it's a nice record, comes out a week Monday. This is Radio 1, I'm the saviour of UK radio.
Amazing.
Yes. Comedy Dave. Yes, thank you, please. We have an exclusive second play of the new Busted single.
Actually, it's an exclusive first play
on this show. On this show, yeah. You've never heard it before on this show. Busted's new single, which has been described as being quite funny. But I won't say who said that. Alad?
Yeah?
I have some money here.
I did not say that. I did not say that. I haven't heard it yet.
You're a big fan of the Busted Boys, aren't you?
Oh, they're good, yeah.
Do you like their hair?
I have noticed their hair.
Lovely hair.
So, I'm going to send you to the shop.
Okay.
I do not advise any young listeners to smoke. Smoking is bad. I am addicted. I am an addict. I'm trying to get through it. Please forgive me. You go and get me some ciggies.
Does that mean I'm going to help you die?
No, I'm going to help you become heterosexual and male and butch and hard. Go and buy me ciggies and a jazz mag, right?
Yorkie bar?
I don't want to buy.
And a Yorkie bar.
They're not for girls.
I don't do jazz mags.
Listen,
Yorkie.
You'll buy cigarettes, a Yorkie, and a jazz mag. All right? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
How much
six,
are they
seven,
these days?
8. I have no idea.
£2.83.
Is that how much they are? I don't know, because I've never had the need to buy one. Why should I? They're all in my woods, torn up into little bits of paper. So, you go and do that, and that's like the sign of a man.
It'll stop me moisturising?
Yeah, well, stop you smelling of a girl. Mm. Go in and go,
I'd like some cigarettes, please, a Yorkie bar, and a jazz man.
I've already gone to the betting shop, and that didn't work.
Because you went in and went, you know, do you bet on hide and seek? And that doesn't work. So, you're going to go in there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And I want you to come back with the magazine.
Can I tell them who it's for?
It's for you. We're making you a man, all right?
For... Look at her.
And all that.
Okay.
You know the voice I taught you in Ibiza?
Yeah. I can only do about a word, though.
When you see the girl on the beach...
Whoa, look at the knockers on her.
What do you say?
But they're nice people.
Butch Allard. I want to hear Butch Allard. I want to hear Butch Allard now. Butch Allen.
Hang on, I can't, forgot name. What was
Butch?
It?
Whoa, we'll look at the knockers on here.
Love your knockers.
You see, you're getting there. You're getting there. Go on, and how about this?
Four. You see, they're more than knockers. Just do that. Can't do that.
Four.
No.
Four. Too short.
Four. I'd like to. Four. You know.
A hug?
Just say I'd like to. Four. You know. Come on. Come on.
I'd like to. Four. You know.
That nearly came out wrong.
Didn't it just? All right. We'll go and do that, and then we'll see how you get on. Right.
Such a girl.
Here at Fern, new album releases exclusive to Radio 1.
All this week, Radio 1 brings you tracks from Trev.
It's the Trills in Santa Cruz. Like that, you see. So, Alan has gone to the shop, which is very funny, and he has to go and get a Yorkie bar and one of those Mucky magazines. I just hope he goes in there and goes, do you have old Mucky? Do you know that? Yes, over there.
Thank you. Oh, Muck.
What?
Muck. Do you have old Mookie? You know, who? Mookie Bags.
But he won't, though, will he?
Can no, he'll come back with a copy of Attitude, a Time Out or something.
Cosmo.
That's great. 10 ways to moisturise. Coming up next. Milk and Sugar and then Jamelia coming out.
Radio 1.
After John with the news, it's 3:30.
A judge tells two women they can't use their to read or be meeting the Leeds United chairman this afternoon to discuss his future as manager. There have been rumours he's going to get the boot after the side's poor start to the season. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 4:30.
4-0.
You see, yeah. I was nervous about saying that one in front of you.
Don't you just try and cover up your rubbishness with a silly excuse.
Your rumours.
Yeah. Rumini's all over Newsbeat.
The managers.
So, Peter Reed is having a meeting with the professor.
Yes.
Now then, Peter.
Is that how his dad said that? You think he should talk? He should talk like that.
Now then, Mr. Red.
Reed.
Whatever. Have you been a good boy?
Because he looks a bit like Santa. He looks a mixture of Santa and Giuseppe, who was Pinocchio's dad.
Not Giuseppe out of EastEnders.
No, really. A completely different one. Do you have any interest in football?
Not much. Not expert knowledge, anyway.
Do you support
so whatever
a team?
You're about to ask me, no. I'm not going to know.
Do you support a team?
No, I'm definitely not going to say Everton, either.
4-0.
4-0.
Do you support Everton?
No, I don't, but I just thought I'd
4-0.
Right, 4-0. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's you trying to be clever and smart.
Yeah, it is. Is it working?
Not really. No. So are you enjoying your time reading our news?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Good. Because you won't be doing it half past four if you keep it up there.
One love. One station.
Radio 1. Hello, princess.
It's Jamelia playing at Radio 1, a new single. Superstar.
Need to clear something up because we're getting a whole load of emails.
You're
saying,
bad at me.
No.
Right.
Saying that Pinocchio's dad was called Geppetto and not Giuseppe, as John Stewart from News incorrectly pointed out.
No, I said that.
What, Giuseppe?
I said something like that. No, actually, no. Yeah, you're right, I didn't say his name.
Geppetto it was.
Okay, thank you.
No further emails.
I will sleep soundly tonight in my bed knowing that.
There you go.
The nation breathes a sigh of relief. Where the hell has Alan gone? Has he gone to, like, a shop in Outer Mongolia or something?
I think you've confused him slightly.
I think he was confused already before he met me.
He might have gone to a jazz emporium.
Yeah. He might have gone to moisturise again.
Oh, don't. Oh, hang on. I think he's coming.
That's not, that's Rachel's peppermint tea.
Right.
Stinks, that stuff. Honestly, it smells like Bostick.
It's good for you.
Oh, we've got the new single coming up in a second.
Oh, Bostick, I said.
All right, sorry.
Oh.
Oh, hey, everyone a winner. Roll up, roll up. You might even win a goldfish. Seriously, where is he? I thought you two were planning something.
Shall I go and phone him?
No, because you're looking at me as if there's some gag coming up.
No, there isn't a gag.
No.
He went quarter of an hour ago.
I'm going to go look for him.
Where? Don't look for him.
I'm going to go and phone him.
Well, I'll phone him from here. Where the hell is he? The shop is 1 minute walk away from Radio 1.
Maybe there's a big queue, though.
It's been quarter of an hour. the hell's wrong with him?
He's confused.
If he's crying upstairs into his moisturiser, give him a slap. He'll be feeling the back of my hand. And you know what I'll be saying? Oh, you should moisturise.
Your skin's so dry.
Oh, it's very dry. Do you work with your hands much? Yeah, bang, take that. Holly Valance is on the show today.
Hello.
Talking of soft skin.
Has she? I've never noticed.
I bet she moisturises, you know.
Yeah, but it's all right if Holly Valance smells like a girl.
I'm in favour of it.
911 emergency response.
Is she still with her fella?
Peter. Who can say?
I think she is. Anyway, she's a good girl and she'll be coming in Holly Valance after 4 o'clock today.
On Radio 1.
Hopefully staying for an hour if you don't upset her.
I mean, she's on from 4 till 10 past. No, we get on really well.
I think she fancies me.
Does she think you're a spunk?
A what?
I said, does she think you're a spunk?
Yeah. Dude, I've got spunk written all over me. That's what they say in all the Australian soaps. Rachel, where is he?
He said he's been to 5 different shops. He's running as I spoke to him. It's quite
funny, actually. He's like... Well, do they not have any Yorkies in that shop round the corner? Alan's on a hunt for jazz bags around London. Excuse me. You don't have anything in there with, like, big busties in or something? I sound like Sharon Osbourne talking to the dogs. Lulu, Ozzie! Anyway, right, do you want to hear this new single from Busted?
Yes, please.
All right, this is called Crash the Wedding. Intro. You could have had this at your wedding, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm so rushed up my feet.
Nice. I think a string went on his guitar right the last second. What do you think of that, Dave? I know you're like Busted secretly deep down because everybody does.
I think it's excellent.
Crash the Wedding from Busted.
Awesome.
Can you hear the beginning again?
Oh, with the wedding bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, all those shotgun weddings in the summer, that'll be busted as they waltz down the aisle or walk slowly. Busted crashed the wedding. Which is out...
soon?
Thank you. She smells.
Hello.
Comes.
I have been to 5 different shops.
20 minutes you've been? 20 minutes. Did they not have Yorkie in the shop round the corner?
They had Yorkie. I got your...
Yeah.
Can't get out of my pocket. There you go.
They've been in your pocket.
They're very wet. And I've got a Yorkie bar to help.
Yep.
And I... Look, it even says Blokey on the front.
Good.
And I've been to 5 different shops, and none of them sell any jazz mags. I did ask. It was very embarrassing.
Rubbish.
But I asked, and apparently
I know, by the way, for a fact that that's wrong.
Jazz Weekly has only just run out last week, but the other jazz magazines are gone. I couldn't even get Classical.
I tell you what, Alan, seriously... If this is your idea of a joke, where you're misunderstanding me for comic effect over the phrase jazz mags, I don't care. Where is my porn?
Porn? Molly came out with me. Molly from upstairs.
Seriously, I will smack your head through that soundproof window. Where's my porn?
So now you're picking on my disability to be slow as well?
You'll be slow in a minute.
I'm feeling hard done by today.
You'll be feeling like an ambulance in a minute. Where's my porn?
Porn.
5 different shops!
I can get porn.
Where have
corner.
You been for 20 minutes and you come back with this crap Noel Edmonds-style joke?
Petrol station.
There are no magazines on jazz. They have Classical Weekly. You've been seriously upstairs for 20 minutes putting your girly moisturiser on.
Not at all.
Thinking of this rubbish joke.
I've been to 5 different shops looking for a magazine on jazz.
Don't keep repeating the rubbish joke.
Well,
where's my pornographic magazines?
Well, in the shop around the
corner. Jesus, you're just as bad as my mother. Always promised, never bought them. So where's my change, pig?
Here, it's a bit wet, but I've got some here.
You'll be wet in a minute from your own blood.
I've got some good porn at home if you want some of mine.
Really, that's not necessary. and I happen to know that the garage at the end of the road sells Ample Man to porn.
Because in fact, I think Ample is one of the magazine titles.
What a thought.
Right.
Holly Valance is in the building.
Yes, she is, look. Don't lick your lips at me. You're virtually married.
I didn't lick my lips at you.
No, not you.
No.
You are married. Holly Valance came on the show. We got on really well. She hasn't never come on since. I don't know what's wrong with her.
She's been busy.
I can make or break her career. She's looking all right. She's like the second sexiest woman in the world now.
After who?
I don't know. Someone else. Hi, Holly, how are you?
Hi.
G'day. You're flaming galore. Oh, I love those Australian stereotypes. Let's throw another shrimp on the barbie. And all that. So, we've come up with an idea. And, because there are lots of men and women who like Holly Valance and who would like to ask questions to her. And I'm sure Holly would be up for that. However, I don't really trust our audience because they would just come up with foul questions. And Holly's a sophisticated lady.
We need a higher level of question and answers.
So what I thought we'd do is if you have a question for Holly, give us a ring. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. And then what we're going to do is we're going to record the best questions. And we'll record a message from each caller describing themselves. And then we'll play a game with Holly later and she can suss out whether the caller will have a good question or a bad question.
So this way, we can weed out the wheat from the chaff.
No, this way, it takes responsibility out of our hands and places it in the hands of the guest, which I think is a good idea. So give us a ring, 08700 100 100, a question for Holly Valance. And we'll play that game with Holly later. She's in already.
Sounds excellent.
Looking fine. G'day, Chris. You sexy bloke, you. Whoa. Fancy a barbie. I can't think of anything else they say.
No, I do. Don't think any more would be offensive.
Don't they? No, it's all fine. That's how they all talk. And they all wear those hats with those little corks hanging up on strings, yeah. They're all like Mick Dundee. G'day, Mick Dundee from Australia.
That's not a knife.
This is a knife.
Coming soon to BBC Three. Yeah. The Load.
Man. You forget how good that record is, don't you?
Yeah.
That's just quality, that. Absolute quality. I was just sat here with my headphones on for the last 4 minutes listening to it.
Singing, in fact.
Just, I was. Could you hear me?
Yeah.
Could you? How did it sound?
Excellent.
Really? Chris Mining got something to be worried about?
I think you've got a different style to him.
Right. Yeah. Coldplay, Scientist. If you don't own a Coldplay album, you should be ashamed of yourself. Go and buy one. Every radio and listener should own at least one Coldplay album.
Come on. It'll be like,
thank you. Holly Valance, in about 10 minutes on this show. This is B2K.
Girl, you messed up when you let me in. Told your best friend you wanted me. Then she called me up and hit me to your
stop. Once in the blue moon, a band comes along that changes the face of music. B2K have proved we're still waiting. Was that harsh or not? Was that
a little harsh,
was it? Mm. B2K might know who that band is. How's that?
Bit harsh.
B2K have a new single out called Aha.
Average. Well, not the song, obviously, your link.
Yeah, of course.
The song
is
brilliant.
Oh, great. Radio 1.
FM, online, and digital radio. This is Radio 1.
Holly Valance. I say you have to say it. That's what she told me to say.
Valance.
Valance.
It's all about the vowels, isn't it?
What?
It's all about the vowels.
All about her bowels?
No, the vowels.
Vowels. Sorry. Holly Valance will be on in about 2 records time.
Hey, everybody, this is Huey Lewis, and you're listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Ripper. Where's my love? Alan was meant to go and buy me some love.
Look at me.
I'm not looking at you. Black Eyed Peas and Justin Timberlake, where is the love? Where's Justin Timberlake?
Well, he busy recording.
No, not physically. We should bring in our guest, Holly Valanes. Holly Valanes.
Just be nice.
Well, I'm always nice
be
to
nice.
Holly Valanes. Here she is, look, Holly Valanes.
I hate the way you say my surname, Chris.
You what?
I hate the way you say my
surname. You said that I said it right.
No, but you're saying it much too nasally.
Holly Valanes.
Not Valanes, just
that's all you Aussies talk.
yeah, we do, actually.
You all talk Valanes.
I know, but I'm getting out of it now that I'm living here.
How are you?
I'm trying to speak good England.
Yeah, don't you live here now?
Yeah.
Well, where's your Cockney accent?
I haven't got one yet.
Or that gozer, and all that.
No, I'm working on it.
Yeah. Are you right there with your headphones and your big earring?
Yeah, I know. I don't like headphones.
They're lovely earrings. Have dolphins actually jumped through those?
I'll try.
They're big. They're huge earrings.
Anyway.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
You have a fringe.
Yeah.
Is the fringe back?
No, the fringe... Yeah, the fringe is definitely back. The fringe has been around for a long time, though, but I haven't.
No.
So that's why. No one's okay. noticed yet.
God bless her. You remember Dave?
I do.
He's Hello. Married now.
Are you?
Yes, look. Look at my ring.
To a woman.
You're kidding.
I know.
That's true.
Well done.
Thank
Congratulations.
You very much.
It's a beautiful ring, actually. Very shiny.
Wow, well, there's something to tell the lads in the pub. Holly Valanes says you have a beautiful ring.
So
the gags, where we could go from there, I've no
oh,
idea.
Oh, dear.
So where have you been then, Mrs.?
I've been hiding in studios here and in the US, just writing, doing the next album.
Wow.
Very exciting. Keep you out of trouble.
I'm going to get my notes on you. Yeah. I have to say congratulations, by the way.
What?
I don't know when this happened, but...
What have I done?
I read with great interest that you won Best New Artist. At the Japanese Industry
yes.
Awards.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought you were big with a Japanese audience?
Who'd have thought? I just got back from there.
Holly Valanes.
3 days ago. Yeah, Hori. Yes.
She's lovely. What's it like? I've never been out there.
It's fantastic.
Yeah?
It's another world. I love it.
Wow.
I could go there all the time.
So, when they have the Industry Awards, the Japanese Industry Awards...
Yes.
Is it in Japanese?
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you know if you've won? Because they go, Hori Valanes.
Exactly. I don't think I was there at the time. I think I did like a link up, a video link up, just to say thanks very much.
Did you say anything in Japanese?
Yeah, I generally try and get a few bits and pieces. I did it at school for a couple of years.
Did you really?
I did.
Well, honestly?
3 years at school.
No, you didn't.
No, I promise.
On your life?
No, I swear on my life. I swear on your life.
No, don't do that. And you just shot your new video?
Yes.
And I think you shot it in LA.
I did indeedy about 2 weeks ago.
I was there.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yes. My manager said he saw
But I didn't
you.
Get invited to the video shoot.
Well, sorry. We'll organise that next time, Chris.
You saw Holly's manager in LA.
I saw Holly's
he
manager.
He said you were in a very cool, like, pool.
I wasn't in the pool.
Well, not necessarily.
I was in the bar.
But you're, yeah. Well,
sitting by the
but
pool.
But isn't the bar in the pool?
No.
I thought it was in the pool.
No, it's not, because all the drinks would get really watered down. But, and he came up and said, hi, remember me? I had no idea who he was. Seriously.
Yeah, he's listening now.
I lied through my teeth. Holly's out here. Where's she in the video? What, she's here now? No, she's not here. Why are you talking to me? I want to talk to you.
That's so mean.
I know he is.
God.
You could have come over and sat with us and had a drink.
If I wasn't there.
You should have been there.
Well, I wasn't.
So what's the video like? Tell me. Is it you riding around semi-naked on the beach?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, usual?
Usual. Stuck standard.
No, what's the idea?
No. At the start, I'm driving around this really cool big car, which ended up pretty well breaking down halfway up a really steep Hollywood hill, nearly smacked into this Mercedes.
Right, you did?
Yep, nearly.
Did you crash the car?
No, see, the brakes just didn't work, and it conked out halfway uphill. So
it wasn't your driving.
Downhill. It was not my driving, I'm very happy to say.
Right.
But we were fine. So I drove around for the start of it, and then I go to like this nightclub kind of thing where I'm performing, and then back to the after party house, the 70s house, which was actually owned by David Chow, the kung fu director. So he had all this cool stuff everywhere, including mirrored roof in his
bedroom. Really?
And a camera set up. And,
what?
It was interesting.
Say no more. What a thought. I can do that mirror on the roof of the bedroom thing.
No?
Be unpleasant, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You know, I just couldn't do that. That would put me off seeing me.
Put everyone else off.
Well, I don't normally have people in there. It's not like a show. And I don't sell tickets.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should.
I reckon you should.
There's just not enough room.
You don't get a turnstile in, you know what I mean?
Next up, 32.
Bigger take tickets, like in the delicatessen.
Yeah. Are you still with your man?
I am, yes.
Was it Peter, is it?
Yeah, Pete. Still around. You say that every time.
Oh, yeah, but you got to dump him.
Why?
Because he's not famous.
But why does he have to be?
Because you are.
But no, that's not how it has to work.
It'll cause trouble in the relationship.
It will not. It hasn't so far.
I can't believe you're leaving me again.
I've left him again. He's at home.
Where is he?
He's in Melbourne.
Excellent. Is he planning on coming over soon?
Probably not before Christmas. I think I'm just going to go back at Christmas.
Seriously, what kind of relationship is that?
It's fine. But I was positive about the whole thing until I arrived here today.
You've got to get tempted, though, while you're here, right?
Nah.
There's some hot English talent.
Well,
and we're not talking about us.
Apart from you guys, you know, I'm not really out in the market checking things.
Do you not window shop when you're out?
I can appreciate someone who's good looking, but I need to know somebody before I think they're really good looking.
Well, what would you class as cheating? Because I always class it as getting caught. But you know. What, like, you could snog it on a guy, right? That's fine.
No!
But that'd be all right.
No, it wouldn't.
Really?
No, definitely not. I think as soon as it gets sort of, like, vocally too much or physically, you know, it starts, then that's bad.
Groping a man's ass?
Yeah, definitely not.
Really? You wouldn't do that?
No.
And so while you're here, he's over there not groping
women's
asses.
Have you got a missus?
Huh?
Have you got a girl?
I have a missus.
Okay. Believe it or not, yes.
Shut up. Yeah.
That's actually a good point. Anyway, would you...
Watch it, Valance.
If you saw her out at a nightclub groping some guy's bum or whispering sweet nothings into his ear...
She wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but... No, but I'm planting the seed here now. What if she's out there now? Because she knows that you can't go anywhere for this slot every day.
She won't be at a club now. It's way too early.
It doesn't have to be a club.
Well, do you know what, though? She... When a woman is lucky enough to be with me, they don't need anyone else.
Right.
But besides, I live in the same city, let alone country.
Yeah.
So you know what? See, you should just be having
a little fun. Famous?
No.
Well, they have to be famous.
Yeah, but she's fit. She's a real spank.
You're famous, she's not.
Yeah,
what
but
a hypocrite.
She's a real spank. But don't get me wrong. I think, you know, you see now... She's a good-looking woman.
I'm sure she is, Chris.
Yeah. And, you know, what you do is you dump the other one for a better-looking one. That's how it works.
You don't do that.
I'm joking, by the way.
You don't trade them in for the new model.
Well, you know, when they get a bit older. But how old is he now? He's about 35, 36 now?
He's 42.
Yeah.
No, he's 23.
He looks older than me.
Does he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, he looks mature. I wouldn't say he looks old.
What does he do again?
At home, he's working telecommunications.
He's like a phone engineer.
He's a normal guy.
Does he go at the telephone
poles? No, he does like marketing with a company.
Marketing.
I'm never coming back.
Yeah, of course you
so
are.
Cruel.
Marketing.
I didn't say it like that.
So how long have you been in the UK for?
Nearly 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, nearly.
So you're here for good now?
Pretty much, yeah.
Will he move over eventually?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. It's not really an issue. It doesn't really matter. It's funny because when I go back to Melbourne now, I really miss London. And that's not something I thought was going to happen. So that's good, though.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
No, because I get back and it's really quiet. As much as I love Melbourne,
the weather's
it will always
great.
Be home.
People are nicer. You get better service in shops, all that over there.
But London's a pretty cool place. I do like it. I like it now. At the start, it was very difficult.
I don't like it.
Don't you?
No, it's
Where are you originally from?
I'm from the north of England, from Leeds, which is the finest part of the UK,
that's
the north.
Team. It's a problem.
Okay, for a start, sweetheart, it's football. And secondly...
You're right about the problem bit,
No, shut up. You don't follow football, though, do you?
Not yours, no.
You know, I think you would look great in a Leeds United shirt. Yeah, like an extra large one, so it just kind of comes up above your knees.
Yummy.
I'll get you one.
Okay.
Pete would love it.
Deal.
I'm telling you. Seriously, and we've got some good-looking footballers in that team.
Yes.
So while you're here...
You have to get me a team photo and I can go through.
Not a problem.
Yeah?
I'll go on the website, I'll get you one.
Excellent.
Now, a few of them, you know, they're a bit old.
Right.
But they've got you some young whippersnappers in there.
Right.
And while Pete's away, Holly
will
play.
See?
Plus, of course, you know, if you're having tonsil tennis with one of them, free tickets. Free tickets?
You're so off.
What?
You're going to get me in so much trouble.
I wish. I'm telling you.
It's going to be domestic violence when I get back to Melbourne.
No way. He won't be listening. It's the middle of the night there or something. He won't.
No, it's 2 a.m. Trust me, he's up.
Really?
He'll be on the internet listening in.
He'll be on the internet, but he won't be listening. His girlfriend's miles away.
You can do both, can't you?
Well, that's what you do.
You can,
he's
actually.
Surfing
you
for
can
porn
surf.
While listening to the show.
Trust me, you can.
Wow.
You told me that. I didn't know. I've never seen that.
What would you do if you were going out with Holly Valance? When you went on the internet to look at women, for the novelty, would you look at ugly women because you had a good-looking girlfriend? How would that work? Do you know, because blokes with ugly girlfriends surf the internet for sexy women. If you've got a sexy woman,
you look on
Mooses.com. No, I know guys with good-looking women that still look at good-looking women on the internet.
Yeah. Hi, Dave.
It's harmless.
Do you like
I'd rather him looking on the internet, trust me, than out there
at the club
tonight. Yeah.
Fair enough.
If he wants to stick to the keyboard, that's fine.
I'm sure he will stick to the keyboard.
I don't want the keyboard sticking.
Yeah, all right. That's Funeral for a Friend on Radio 1. Polly Valance is a big fan of the band Funeral for a Friend.
I am.
Yeah, she loves them. She says they're a ripper.
Rack off, Chris.
Do you ever watch any of those soaps now that you're over here?
I do. If I'm home, I do, yeah.
Well, home.
As in, like, home in my flat here in London, okay. Yeah. I just to hear the accent, see what's going on. And
do you think that Neighbours is rubbish without you?
No.
It is, though.
I think it was fine before and after.
It was rubbish before and after?
No. Okay. Stop putting words in my mouth.
That show's rubbish.
Is it?
Since you left, it's rubbish.
That's very kind of you to say.
Do you know, I caught a bit of Home and Away the other day. I have no idea what's going on, but all the old people are still in it. It's really weird.
Zales are still in it.
No, she died, isn't she? Apparently she's coming back.
But she's dead.
Yeah, but Harold came back. Yeah. He was dead.
That was bizarre.
And then that dude on EastEnders the other night, wasn't he meant to be
there? I think that's the first time that Dirty Dan has ever been called a dude.
Mm. Well, I don't know who he is or where he came from, so I just, you know, he's a dude.
Yeah, he was shot and fell in a canal, and now...
Was it a far canal?
A what?
Never mind.
No idea. Oh, I see. Oh, man, I can't believe I walked into that. But, so anyway, he's back. And, yeah, he's alive.
Great.
Because Harold, didn't he drown in a stream or something?
I thought he fell off a cliff.
He fell off rocks.
Yeah.
But wasn't at the beach. I think he got washed away, and then the last shot was of his glasses
I thought he drowned on a school trip or something, or a scout trip.
Probably. He was scout
He was a scout leader, wasn't he? Yeah.
I remember when Jim died. Oh, did I cry.
Didn't he die of a heart attack?
Well, he just collapsed.
Yeah, yeah, but he actually died in the kitchen, but collapsed in the lounge because he sort of staggered.
Yeah. But like, that, no one saw that coming. He just went. Oh, man, did I cry.
Bet you cried when Bouncer died, too.
Oh, I didn't even know he was dead till the other day.
No, I didn't either. Who's the girl who played... Who did you play? What's your character?
Felicity Scully.
Yeah, what a name. And who's the girl who plays Libby?
Kim Valentine.
Do you know her?
Yeah.
Is she a piece of ass?
A piece of ass?
Yeah, is she hot in real life?
She's pleasant, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why?
Actually, I just don't think she's fit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
You can think she's fit.
I don't know anybody else in that show now.
Don't you?
No, I really don't.
Do I?
You wouldn't though, would you? We should find the website and just show you pictures of people to see if you have any idea
Fantastic.
Who they are.
Fantastic. No, apparently Dee died the other day and I missed that.
I have no idea what that means. Dee died?
Dee died. Madeline. With the blonde hair and the...
No idea.
Big knocks.
No idea.
Oh, she's gone too.
I don't know who's...
So her and Bouncer.
We're all dropping off.
Yeah.
Tell you, it's the night of the big knives and Neighbours. You're better off out of that, though.
Do you think?
Yeah, but this is going to be more fun for you, doing all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I can be a bit more creative and do it my way, I guess, rather than being handed a script. But I love acting. I still want to keep doing that. Just...
Well, of course.
Not right now. Don't want to juggle both now.
No,
Bit hard. Yeah. Learned the hard way the first time.
Acting, music, then back to acting, but more music. You want to do that? Maybe you could... What would you do, a musical?
Mm-mm.
No?
Not a musical fan.
Good girl.
I can't sit through
I can't
them.
Stand them.
I thought Moulin Rouge was amazing, but I just had to fast forward.
I thought it was rubbish.
Singing.
It's a chick thing, though, isn't
honestly,
it? It's a real girl's
I
thing.
I lasted
musicals.
Until the end of the opening credits, and I had to turn it off. Garbage.
Yeah, but you always end up watching girly films because your now wife makes you watch them. And you, like an idiot, go, okay. What do you expect?
I think that's nice.
But you see, I'm very much here.
See, Peter just won't watch it. He'll just get up and walk out.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
But then again, I'm not a real girly flick.
No, you're not a girly girl,
movie,
though, are you?
So he doesn't have to put up with much, but I do love Sex and the City. But then again, I've turned him. He sits there and watches it now.
Really?
Yep.
So I've never really seen it.
Yep.
I've never really seen that show.
Neither
have I. We were talking about shows that were kind of girly shows and stuff. What were you saying that... You said something I watched was girly and I said it wasn't.
Oh, no. Ally McBeal is total girl television. It's even got a poster campaign which describes it as PMTV. Yeah, you sit through that all the time and say it's not a chick.
No, I don't sit through it all the time.
Yes, you do. You said you're a big fan of Ally McBeal.
Yeah, says you, Mr. Dawson's Creek man.
I don't, I've never watched
You
it.
Love Dawson.
No, I don't.
You cry. You come into work going, I don't want to know. Oh, Dawson. Dawson. That's what you do.
He likes Pacey.
I bet he does.
Don't even
is he the fat one?
I don't know.
Okay. He is, yeah?
Is he fat now?
He's the one who's not fat, but he looks
wasn't
fat. He's like Brian out of Westlife. He's not actually fat, but just looks fat. No matter what. But he does. Do you know what I mean?
I can't say that.
He's filled out, has he? Is he fat now?
No.
Is the guy in Neighbours still in there, the one that looks like me when I used to have the goatee?
Toadie.
Yeah.
Oh, he's married now as well, isn't he?
In the show.
I think, do you mean in real life?
Well, or? No, I think in fictional life.
We don't know him in real life.
No, because Dee died, that's who he married.
Oh, really?
She died on the wedding day, apparently.
Oh, really? Well, so no honeymoon. I bet he doesn't even get a refund on the ticket. What a shocker.
That's all you'd think about.
He'd have to go away with a mate.
Honeymoon's expensive.
You can't waste it. Shall we play your record?
All right.
All righty then. this is coming out then in October, 27th of October.
Yes.
Holly Valance. See, I said it properly.
That's very nice.
And this is State of Mind. Holly Valance, State of Mind.
Don't!
It's got a double clap in it.
It doesn't!
Like that.
Please don't double clap it.
Ready? And that's how it ends. That's how you go like this.
Build it.
When you're on top of the pops, you go.
I don't gun anyone.
Yeah.
Don't gun it. Don't
you
double
do
clap and don't gun.
Do double gun, you go like this.
No.
And then you blow the smoke at the end as
yeah.
well.
You go. You go, like your style. Alcohol Monday.
Oh, God.
No, just Chris. That's a good song.
Thank you.
And in the video, she crashes a car.
I didn't crash it. That was in the, you know, nearly crashed it, but I didn't crash it.
Nearly crashed the car. Yeah. We had crashed our car. I crashed the car.
You too? I've never crashed.
Died.
Never crashed anything.
We were in a terrible crash.
Oh.
No. Recently.
Really?
Yes.
Were you driving?
I was driving.
Where?
In London.
On a motorway or traffic?
No, on a road and I can't
go
into
it. Is it your fault?
I can't go into it for legal details. Legal reasons.
Yeah, don't give me that old
No, it's true. It's still in the garage. Still don't have it back. Anyway, don't get me going on that. Are you hanging around for a bit?
Wow, right.
You got nothing better to do,
no,
have you?
No, not really.
Exactly. more from Holly Valance in a bit. She'll hang around for the next half hour or maybe 5 minutes if she gets too bored. Coming up, Destiny's Child and Travis.
Radio 1.
All after news and sport, it's 4:30.
Two women are told their frozen embryos must be done.
Destiny's Child at Radio 1 and the little sniggering voice of that gorgeous angel is Miss Holly Valance.
Hello, Holly.
It's the nicest you've been to me
ever. That's not true. Do you want me to say something nice?
You're only nice when that red light comes off and we're in between songs.
Would you like me to say something nice now?
Nah, it's, you better not.
No, I'll do it.
I just don't think you're very good at it.
I think you've got beautiful eyes.
Oh.
It's
yeah,
like the ocean.
I'm waiting for it.
It's like the ocean sparkling out towards me.
Okay. I was waiting for it to go somewhere evil,
no.
But you. I thank you very much.
I think you're a very beautiful, talented woman.
Okay, stop.
Why?
Because this is wrong. Go back to being mean. It's much more you.
I think you have a nice arse.
No, that's the best thing I've heard all day.
There you go. Really? You should walk past more building sites. You'll get it then.
No, I like whistling at builders. My girlfriends, we scream out, "Nice helmet!" when we're driving down the street with my friends, because that is what these buggers do to us chicks.
I cannot
walk past a construction site without being hassled.
I never knew you were so classy.
Yeah, I am.
Right, okay. Here we go then. So this is why you should get into football and you can support Leeds.
Okay. You got pictures for me.
I printed off the highlights of our players, right?
Who you think are the highlights? They might not be my cup of tea.
Who I think you might like. Okay. Do you want to put the light on so Holly can see?
Christ.
That's Michael Bridges. Very talented young man.
Okay, yes, nice.
Would you like to mark him out of 10?
I'll go with a 7.
Wow.
Good score.
This is Seth Johnson.
These poor people, what if they're listening?
They'll be training hard.
He has nice eyes.
Seth Johnson has nice eyes.
Yes. I don't want to mark him out of 10.
See, Michael's
never live it down.
Okay, this is Gary Kelly. He's Irish. Okay. So he has that lovely, charming voice to go with the looks.
I like an Irish accent.
There you go,
you see. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He's married, but don't let that get in the way.
Oh, stop.
This is Mark Viduka. Very good-looking man. Nice nose.
What's wrong with you? He actually is quite a handsome guy, Mark Viduka.
Right, okay.
I think so, anyway. He's my lot. I think he's Yugoslav.
He's one of your crowd.
Yeah.
He's got Croatian connections, though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Right, okay. This is a very talented young man called James Milner.
Okay.
There you go, Holly. He's young.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
Okay. Our skipper, Dominic Matteo.
Bit of rough. I like a bit of rough.
You like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
do I have to pick out of these?
Oh, we're still going.
Oh, we're still going. Okay.
Yeah. But
you can. Keep them coming.
Eric Becker.
Okay, nice smile.
All right.
Smiles are good.
As our goalkeeper, Paul Robinson there. He's a nice guy.
Wasn't he in Neighbours?
That was a different one.
Yeah. He's actually just...
They're actually all handsome blokes.
And finally... Our hunk, Mr. Alan Smith.
Okay, is this the one that all the girls go for?
He's a hunk.
Okay.
Now, I've done some extra research, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in case that doesn't do it for you, because it's not a great picture of Alan, there's a picture of Alan with his shirt off.
Oh. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, is this the... There's another picture of Alan with his shirt off.
These are from Chris's private collection.
Yeah, they're glossy and signed. Dear Chris, thank you for everything.
They're laminated. So, if you had to choose maybe one or a few, you can be greedy.
Okay, I'd pick this dude here.
Dominic Matteo. Go on, Dominic.
Yeah. Because I like it, so...
Would that be the one?
Manly looking, yeah.
What about our sexy stud?
He's Alan. A bit young boy looking. I like...
You
like
are young?
Kind of a bit.
How old are you?
Yeah, I'm only 20, but I don't want someone who looks 20 as well. I kind of like someone who's...
Good, he's 22.
Wise and older and...
He's very wise.
He's very baby-faced. I'm sure he's a handsome guy, but...
Yeah, but he's got a body that you could play with for days. So I've been told...
That's not that important.
Not that I think.
How many more photos have you got?
I've got, like, a collection.
He's actually got an album under his desk.
Right, do you want to do some questions from our audience?
I do.
Right. So what we've got them to do is say something about themselves.
Okay.
And you can choose whether or not you would like to hear their question.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Judging by the evilness in their voices, or...
If you think they sound weird, you just say, we'll move on. You don't have to go anywhere near
them.
Oh,
I want the weird ones.
Okay, all right. Shall we play... Let's play... Do you get money if we play the instrumental version of Kiss Kiss?
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't know. No,
let's play it anyway. Right, okay.
Mwah.
Okay, first of all, this is Lee.
I'm Lee. I'm 5'10" from Portsmouth, and I'm a welder.
I'm a welder.
Ooh.
How would you like to
hear a bit of rough?
You want to hear him again?
Let's hear a bit of rough.
Okay, so you want to hear his question?
Straight into it.
Yeah. You want to hear his question?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, this is Lee's question.
Holly, is it true you support Southampton, even though they are scum?
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
It's a bit harsh. No, my mum's from Southampton. I think that's where the whole connection came from. I don't really have a team as such.
But if you did, it would be Leeds, right?
No, it would probably be Arsenal.
I'm like Superman with the chain of kryptonite.
Yeah. Next question.
This is Natalie.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm from Clapham. I'm a personal shopper, and I very much admire Holly Valance.
Wow, she very much admires you.
She sounds nice.
Yeah? Would you like to hear a question?
Okay, let's hear it.
By the way, I seriously don't know what these questions are. So I swear to God, I don't know what they are.
Yes.
I really don't.
Holly, if you could invite four friends round for dinner, who would they be, dead or alive?
I've been asked this a lot.
Really?
Yeah, like who would you, you
like
know,
dead wanna... dinner guests?
Yeah, what? Yeah. The smell would be worse than Alan's moisturiser.
I would like Salvador Dali.
Right, he's dead.
Yeah, that's it's make believe.
All right,
it could be
okay.
Anyone I want. It's my question.
All right.
This is going to sound really weird, but Hitler.
Really?
I just want to go a few rounds with him.
Okay. Kill him, you can kill him again.
Yeah, why not?
Food poisoning.
Michael Jackson. I think would be very... Mother.
You know that's true.
And fourth,
check yourself, like? Don't wreck yourself. Slip me some skin, Adolf.
I'm going to go...
just beat him.
Stop it, let me say my fourth person.
Come on, then.
Brittany.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, for good reasons or bad reasons?
Good reasons.
Okay, all right.
I like it.
It's a hell of a dinner party.
Yeah.
This is Richard.
Hi, I'm Richard. I'm 29 from Portsmouth. I work for the British Navy, and I used to watch Neighbours when I was at school.
I work in the Navy, but I used to watch Neighbours when I was at school.
Just before we have his question, Alan, this isn't another one Southampton, you know, Portsmouth rivalry, no.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Do you like the sound of him?
Yeah, bring him on.
God, he'll take anyone, won't he?
Anyone who have me.
This is, from an oddly cue, this is Richard's question.
Holly, would you consider marrying the President of the United States of America? Because then you would be Holly Bush.
There you go. Hilarious.
Mm. Definitely not.
No.
Life in the funny lane.
Holly Bush.
Next.
I bet that's the first time you've ever heard
it's
that.
The very first time. And
wow.
Christmas isn't hell for me at all.
Ah. Yeah, because no one ever says, you know, Merry Valance. All right, well, let's play record and then come back with more of these. I think these are working well. No, I think they are.
Okay.
And so far, nothing too bad.
Strong feature.
Yeah, I think so. By the way, Holly's in promoting her excellent single, which is called State of Mind, which comes out the 27th of October. You can pre-order this from most decent record stores and make Holly even more money and even more beautiful. Thank you very much. What a thought.
It's like a different world.
Isn't it?
It is.
I can't tell you what we're talking about on the air, but Holly's just gone up in my estimation.
Mm.
That's Polaroid and So Damn Beautiful. Do you like that?
I do like that, actually.
Yeah. Right, Holly Valance is here. She's very beautiful and talented and a very funny, charming young woman.
Shut up, Chris.
Why? See, why?
Because it doesn't become you. It's not you.
Okay. Mwah. Right, more questions from our audience.
Okay.
This is Jason.
Hi, my name's Jason. I'm 29, 30 tomorrow. I'm from the southeast of Ireland. I'm a HGV driver.
There you go. He's a heavy goods vehicle driver.
Okay, so he sounds cheeky
Ireland.
And bored. So and let's get his question.
But he's Irish. You
yeah,
said you liked
that. That's why I mean cheeky. It's the accent.
All right.
Something about it.
All right.
Holly, just wondering, could you feel the pain of all the young men in the country when they all found out you were engaged to be married?
Now they can find out I'm not engaged.
Are you not engaged?
No.
Were you engaged?
Never been in my life.
Really?
Don't plan on being for a while.
See, I told you, she doesn't want to be with him that much.
No, it's not that.
Convenient.
It's just that there's no rush. I'm 20 years old. If it's meant to be, it will be.
He's an idiot. I'd have had you down the aisle and into that solicitor's as soon as possible. I'd have had you signed that.
I want to get married in Vegas by Elvis and get $20 worth of free chips. It's my dream.
Chips, by the way, as in chips for the roulette table.
Yes. Not like with mushy peas.
Not chips. Yeah, no. Not your potato chips.
Although she's that kind of girl, she would then have chips.
I probably would, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one.
Hello, my name's Russell. I'm 21 from Rochester. I'm an alarm engineer, and I think you're very good looking.
There you go. Did
See,
you like
he
way-
talks really fast,
Does
which
he,
goes to
nervous.
Show that he's nervous, about whatever
you.
He's asking.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, I'm a little worried about what he's going to ask.
Hi, Holly, I just wonder what your musical interests are, apart from your own music.
Well, I guess that was really wrong.
Hello. Well, don't even answer that. That's a boring question.
Wait, he wanted to...
No, no, he doesn't boring.
Count.
Who cares?
Void.
Who cares about your musical interest? Seriously, I'm not interested. You know, you make decent records and you look good. I don't care what you're into.
Okay. I'll just sit here.
Here's another one.
Hi, Holly. My name is Tunde. I'm 22 and I just finished being a student in Canterbury doing architecture.
Tunde.
Interesting. Okay. Let's hear what he has to say.
Hi, Holly. You've been described as one of the sexiest women in the world. Mm-hmm. Who do you think is the most sexy woman in the world?
Angelina Jolie.
Really? Does she do it for you?
Hands down.
You'd like that, really?
I'd go with.
Angelina, really?
No.
Don't you think she's funny looking, though?
No, I find her beautiful. Men seem to sort of have a different idea of what girl beautiful is.
Yeah, I think she's a bit scary looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like that, though. Mm. See, I like Helena Christensen, who's quite, you know, really exotic. She's just beautiful as well.
She's past it.
She's just so wrong.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'd have a go with Angelina, but, you know, I wouldn't kick you out of bed to get to her. No, that's a compliment.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's a compliment.
Technically, yes.
Yeah, don't worry. Okay, Gavin, I haven't got time for your question, sorry.
Poor Gav.
Let's just have a listen to see what his question was.
Hi, Ollie. My question to you is, do you miss having shrimps on your Barbie?
Barbie?
I do. I miss the seafood at home, definitely. I'm not a big kind of shrimp person, but no. I do miss the barbecues.
Okay.
Yes.
Finally.
Hi, Holly. It's Jingle Justin here. I'm 25 years old and I'm from heaven. I come to with you today because I'm having my sex change operation in Germany.
Right.
I so want to hear what this guy has to say.
I really don't want to hear what he has to say.
Go on, play it.
Hi, Holly. My question is, living in Australia, have you ever been chased by a big kangaroo?
I actually have. In wild parks, I got boxed. They're evil. They punch you. I have. I've been chased around by that and emus and sheep.
Only Justin could ask a question like that, but only Holly would reply with, yes, I have.
Why did he need to say the sex change bit? What?
Because he's strange. He's on medication.
Maybe he thought that would seem like he was really interesting and we'd want to see what
his question was all about. No, you see, this guy is someone that we know.
Okay.
Vaguely. And he's not right.
Okay. Maybe he heard the answer to the Angelina Jolie question and that's why he thought, you know, he might have more chance as a woman. Holly, I love you. I wish I knew you better as a friend, because I think we could get on.
Do you?
Yeah.
We do get on, though, really.
But you never ring me. You're not interested in having my number or even coming round or being my friend.
I've had drinks with you before.
Once.
That's when you knew nobody in London.
Now that you have friends, you couldn't give a rat's ass about me.
Who invited who? Did I come to you?
The record company invited
me. I said, Chris. No.
Yeah, they did.
I could have said, I don't want him to come.
I still have that bottle of foul alcohol.
You haven't even drunk it yet.
I don't think any human can
do that. I went to so much trouble to find the most disgusting, strong alcohol possible and bring it in for you. And you haven't even drunk it.
No way.
I was thinking we could have done shots today, but, you know.
You'd be dead.
Oh, I'll have a go.
No, don't. So, pleasure to see you.
It was lovely to come in.
If you ever want to go out for a drink as friends, don't worry. I have a beautiful girlfriend. I'd wait until she was out of town, though, but... State of Mind is Holly's new single, which comes out the 27th of October. It embraces a new, edgier sound with a strong 80s influence.
Don't just read it. Say what you think of it.
I think it's great.
Okay, that's better.
And I think she's beautiful and talented.
Thank you,
and
Chris.
I love you.
God, I'm really sorry to your girlfriend.
I want to kiss your ear.
He doesn't. He's just revving.
I feel nauseous now.
Go away, man. I'm on the pull. Holly's just digging my weird...
Not. I'm not digging anything.
Weird psycho act. I'm reminding her of boys back home. Holly.
They're not like that.
Okay. Listen, seriously though, I love you coming on the show because you're such a great guest.
I love coming in.
Really nice, and I wish you all the best with the single.
Thank you very much.
That's from the heart.
Aww.
You ready?
Yeah.
No, Dave, that wasn't for you, idiot.
Hear it first. New album releases exclusive to Radio 1.
We'll hear it first only with Radio 1.
Thank you, Coxie. Bye, Holly.
Bye, love you, bye.
Bye, see, she loves me. She loves me, I told you she loves me. Pin her down, don't let her leave.
This is Big Bro, taking over the show with this new flow.
You need to listen up and feel this.
Radio 1.
Rachel Stevens coming up. Big Brother's single coming up. All after news and sports, 5 o'clock.
Two women lose a case to save their frozen embryos.
In sport.
Oliver Lance. Uh-huh. Hello, princess.
Uh-huh. Do you like Oliver Lance? Uh-huh. Do you? Uh-huh. What a funny joke. After 5 o'clock, a lot of you have finished work. Hooray! We haven't. That's all right. It's gone quick today, I thought, today's show. Where's Dave?
I don't know.
He's not trying to worm his way in, is he? Put her down. Put her down, boy. You what?
I was in the toilet.
With Holly Valance?
No, on my own.
It's like a fantasy of mine.
It was on my own.
Did she like your hair?
She didn't say anything about my hair. Unlike Allard.
Ooh! We've had a very good offer, by the way, to have all our haircuts in a very posh place with an Indian head massage. Oh.
How good's that?
I'll do that. I need my cutting.
You're not impressed?
No.
So free?
No. Well, you shouldn't be abusing your privilege of working at the BBC.
I was thinking for you, not for me, obviously.
Oh, I'm freelance. I can go.
Yeah, me.
Your staff. See ya. What's this email? This is an email that's coming to Allard. Hi, I'm not sure if you're planning to talk about the bikini line wax today. But if any listeners want to come along and be one of the 130 bikini lines to be waxed by Sarah, they have to call... How does that about?
They're doing a competition to see how many they can wax in a certain amount of time.
Who?
The salon.
Oh, Jesus.
They're trying to break the world record of bikini waxes. So they're going to be, like, all line up and then...
Yeah, but how can they show that on telly?
I don't know. It's 4 hours tomorrow during our show, actually. Starts at 2, goes on till 6.
Wow. Are you going down?
Can I look? Can I put on TV?
You going, Allard?
No.
Really?
No.
Rachel?
I won't be here.
Don't ask me.
Why? Are you going down there? You're going to get your bikini line waxed on the salon.
No, ooh.
You loser.
I am not.
Oh, man. I've been there for days. 130. How long does it take? I don't know about these things, being a boy.
I'd imagine it's...
Have you ever had it done,
not long.
Rachel? Is it as simple as... No, that's it.
Yeah.
Right. So how long would it take to do your average bikini line?
Oh, I don't know. Not long.
5 minutes, 10 minutes? I mean, not yours personally, but generally...
Roughly, right?
Don't shake your head.
Know.
I don't know.
I mean, an hour?
No!
10 minutes? No,
well, yeah, probably around that.
What do they do? Do they just... Is it... They put hot wax on it and then they put that strip on it and peel it off? Does that wax hurt?
Yeah.
Isn't it your legs that they do, though?
No, we're not in bikini waxing, Allard. No, it tends to be sort of higher up than your legs.
Well, it's not...
We can have all everything done.
It's on the side,
eyebrows
isn't it?
Done.
No, but bikini... If I'm wrong, correct me.
Seriously, mate, Dave, if it's like a German woman, then it's just loads of hair. Mm-hmm. You know, it's spreading down to the knee.
Yep.
Sorry,
I don't want to go into
typical.
Because this might be distasteful.
You can see tomorrow.
See what? See who's?
You're going to show us?
Salon.
Before and after with Rachel. Hello, boys.
I mean, I know we're mates, Rachel, but, you know, that goes beyond professional.
Seriously,
relations.
You don't need to share everything with us. Please.
I wasn't going to.
So there you go. I take it they want us to read out this number, or are they just saying to you, do you want to go, Allard?
No, 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 not for me.
Yeah, you do.
I don't wear bikinis.
Oh, God.
After today, nothing would surprise me.
It's only moisturiser. It's not bikinis.
One of the 130 bikini lines to be waxed by Sarah. Who's Sarah?
She's the beautician at the salon.
Is she fit?
Well, you've seen her. The girl, I think she's the one with blonde hair.
They all look the same to me.
Is that
they're
a fit look?
They're either all right looking or they look weird. So they do, though. Don't they? Anyone in the salon, they're either all right looking or weird. There's kind of no half measures, is there? I'm going to see if I can get pictures of these.
I've not seen enough of it, to be honest.
I find it odd. The salon, here we go. Bikini waxes. The salon homepage, here we go. Well, are the photographs on this website? You'll have looked. You're in Anorak.
Yeah.
Are the photos on this website with all the people involved?
I haven't looked, actually. There should be.
Sarah.
It's like a cast.
It's like a cast.
Yeah.
Why did you go posh, then?
It's
like a cast. See, do you want me to phone up and get you on the list, Rachel?
No.
Have your bikini line waxed live on E4?
No.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Right. Alad?
Send somebody from Radio 1, maybe.
Alad, we can send you down in a bikini.
No,
I reckon Alad should go.
I can't. Oh, man, that would be so funny.
I'm depping for you. I've got to be here tomorrow.
You can go in the morning.
It's only 2 till 6.
It's like a warm-up for them. Practice for Sarah. All right. Anyway, the website's not loading up. I can't find what she looks like. Anyway, there you go. So, tomorrow the salon is doing 130 bikini lines, wax among us. I don't get that.
Should we read the phone number out?
No, because all our audience will just phone up.
That's true.
Hello, I'm interested in that bikini line.
Are you a bloke?
Yeah, don't worry, I'll just stand and watch, that kind of thing. You can't have that.
Not a trained bikini waxer, but...
Yeah. I'll take it, yeah.
Never mind.
Alan's gonna go out now and buy himself a bikini.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
With Alad written on it.
Try Topshop, the wife says they're really nice down there.
There you go. Right, it's the Yeah Yeah Yeahs track called Maps, not a trap called
Max. That'd be ridiculous.
I like that. Yeah Yeah Yeahs and a track called Maps. Thank you. I found a picture of this Sarah girl from the salon.
Let's have a look.
And somebody has just said in the studio, she's definitely the best of a bad bunch.
Not quite a compliment.
She's the least weird one. And she looks all right. It's a bit Dolly Birdie.
Connor, let's have a shifty.
There you go. She's got like a smile that goes for 8 miles. Yeah. She's no Holly Valance.
Well, clearly.
But she's no Alad either. So, well, there you go. So she's going to be doing 130 bikini waxes tomorrow. Yeah?
And they, gags.
They say the BBC's dumbing down.
Some of this country's best young sporting...
Hello, I am Fat Junior, and I am Slim Senior, and together we are Junior Senior. Yeah.
They are mad, but I don't look at anything like that fat guy. I don't like the fact that people say that.
That's cruel and unfair.
I think it's cruel and unfair too.
Hello. Hello to you.
They talk funny. Where's that jingle we've got of them?
They don't talk funny, they've just got different accents.
Yeah, but it's funny, right? The way that they talk. That's not a bad thing to say, is it?
It's different.
But it's... and funny. When you say it's funny?
Funny is different. Different is funny.
Oh, I can't find the funny jingle with them on.
Hello, this is Junior Senior. Hello, Chris. Miles.
Have you noticed that everyone who does jingles for us all talks like that?
Hello, this is DJ Sammy.
It's because we have a lot of European admirers.
Of course.
Hi, this is DJ Sammy, and you're listening to the saviors of UK radio, Chris Myers and Comedy Dave.
He even looks funny. Well, we met him in Ibiza. He even looks funny.
He's a very nice man, though. And
he's a nice guy.
And an accomplished percussionist. It's difficult to say this.
Yes,
and
please.
An accomplished percussionist.
Thank God for that.
Thank
you very
much. Hi, guys, this is DJ Sammy. Yeah. Whatever, I'm in the UK... I listen to Chris Moyes, man. He's the one.
I'm the one, apparently. I am the one. But of course, you can't forget the legendary Amazing.
Hi, this is DJ Sammy. And I'm telling you guys, when I drop in the UK, I listen all the time to Chris Moyes' show. Amazing.
Amazing.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Me.
What else you can't get a dollar out of me?
Me.
No Cadillac, no perms you can't see.
See.
Then I'm a B-I-M-B.
Yeah.
I don't know what you heard about me. What else you can't get a dollar out of me?
Hi guys, this is DJ no Sammy. No whatever, I'm in the UK. See. I listen to Chris Moyes, man. He's the one.
Now some she in the club, she that should know.
The money. Come on, guess the chorus.
So let's get
it.
It's time to show these players how it should be done.
Yeah.
You got pimp potential, you might could be one.
Yeah. Chorus.
I don't know what you heard
yeah. D.I.M.P., 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and somebody else.
Do you like that?
Very much.
I'm down with my hip-hop flavors.
Are you?
Yeah. D.I.M.P. That's good, you know, I think that's good.
No, I do, that's what I said, I like it.
Snoop Dogg in the house.
Whatever the hell he says. It's Tedious Link. Right, you ready?
Yes, I am.
How do you get to tonight's Tedious Link from last night's Arrested Development, People Every Day?
Speech from Arrested Development appeared on the One Giant Leap album on a collaboration with Nena Cherry. Nena Cherry worked with Radio 1's very own Dream Team on the track Buddy X.
Nena.
Buddy X shares the same surname as Malcolm X, who in turn shares the same Christian name as Malcolm McLaren, the former Sex Pistols manager. The Sex Pistols were fronted by Johnny Rotten, a.k.a. John Lydon, who now resides in California. California is currently in the midst of state elections, where Arnold from Different Strokes is up against another Arnold called Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is from Austria. The capital of Austria is Vienna. Vienna was a big hit in 1981 for Ultravox. Ultravox were fronted by Midge Ure. A midge is like a fly. A fly, as well as being something that men need to pull up once they've been to the lavatory, is actually a device used in the sport of fishing. Fishing is the process by which fish get from the sea to the chippy, where you might order, for example, a piece of cod. And if you reverse the order of piece and cod, you get cod piece, which is a device to protect
cod off piece you get.
Protect one's gonads from cricket balls, as made famous by Cameo, which links us to today's Tedious Link.
Yes!
Cameo,
yes!
And Word Up.
Oh, come on! Tell your neighbours we're playing Cameo at Radio 1.
Just to see Spoony body popping next door.
Oh, he was loving it. He knows all the words.
Look at him. Look at him go.
Oh, you sucker DJs. I never thought I'd ever say Cameo and Word Up at Radio 1. What a great track. How the hell is Spoony now gonna beat that?
Tough one.
Yeah. It's all right, because I've got the best of, and I'll hand it over to him when we finish. It leaves him with Single Life, Candy, Back and Forth, all that. He likes that idea. So a seamless link? No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, for a start, I noticed if you reverse piece of cod,
no, cod of peace. No, you see, you weren't listening. You're too busy interrupting. If you reverse the order of peace and cod, you get cod peace. No further question.
If you reverse peace, cod and peace, you get peace and cod.
Go with me.
No.
That's it.
Anything else?
No.
Yes.
What?
Well, it's still to do with that. The one thing.
What?
What?
Cod pieces have nothing to do with boxes. Oh, no, not boxes, with cricket.
Hello.
Boxes are cricket. Oh, I'm getting confused myself now.
Cod pieces have quite a bit to do with boxes.
You said cod pieces are to do with cricket.
Well, they kind of are.
No, they're not, because everybody's saying they're not.
Yeah, well, I think
and
that...
And I believe them.
I think that a box is just a cricket term.
And when was the last time you played cricket? Exactly.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I think a box is just a cricket term for a cod piece.
No, you're wrong.
Anyway, they kind of do the same thing. They kind of.
Little
of
Cameo never played cricket when he was at Top of the Pops. He just wore it anyway. And it was red.
Maybe he played at school. You never know.
Anyway, good track. Word Up, Cameo on Radio 1. Spoonie! Spoonie! Will Smith went to the premiere of Spoonie's new movie last night.
Yeah.
It was nice to see him turning out for it. Of course, Spoonie is the star of Bad Boys 2, and he's a bad boy. Bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when... You know that track?
Vaguely, yeah.
Right. Theme tune to Cops. Is it on Sky?
I'm missing out
bad
on so
boys,
much.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? I'm on my own here, man.
What you gonna do when...
They come for you, bad boys.
Amazing.
Anyway, so Spoonie, the star of the movie, is on tonight at 6 o'clock. So make sure you're listening in. Thank you. Okay, let's continue with the greatest hits of Cameo right here at Radio 1. Already heard the great hit, What Up? And what up to you, your mother? Because we got more of the great Cameo soulful sounds coming right out of your BBC Radio 1. Who remembers this? Back and forth. You remember this, don't you? Well, I'm just an impression of you, Spoonie. I think he's getting
jiggy with it.
No, he's getting miffed because I'm playing the songs that he wants to play. So I shall leave it for him to choose. Okay? It's 15 tracks, Spoonie. Have a great show.
From Cameo to Dido. The UK's greatest variety. BBC Radio 1.
I know you think that I shouldn't.
Spoonie was so excited about that Cameo moment.
And now, a Cameo moment on Radio 1.
Oh, God, be so good
it's
for
it's a bit out of target, though, isn't it?
Why?
I mean, you can just about get
we
away...
We are educating the youth of today.
You can get away with Word Up because it's a classic tune, and... it's been covered several times. Didn't Mel B cover that as well? Badly.
Do you know, I think she did. Yeah, I think she did. And Gunn did a great
that
version of it. They did a rock version of it.
Mm.
From, I believe, the album Gallus.
It is
1992.
True.
That was a great version. Anyway, how do we answer that?
Who knows?
Thank you to Holly Valance for coming in. I like her. I think she's a great guest. She's such a good girl when she comes in.
She gives as good as she gets.
I'd like her to be a bad girl, but she's always a good girl. And Spoonie will be on at 6 o'clock tonight, so do not switch the radio off, whatever you do.
If the stars should fall from the sky.
This is Kojak. Mojak, whatever it's called.
If the sweetest dream came to life.
Carjack.
Shush now.
No.
And if the lips should turn into rye.
I'm not talking over his vocal.
Yes, you are technically.
What? All right, fair enough. 3, 4. Thank you for helping. Stay tuned to Spoonie. He's coming up in 15 minutes' time. That's Mojack, Raz Conway, and a track called Stars.
Radio 1.
Spoonie's here in 15 minutes. After Newsbeat, it's 5:45.
Two women are told they can't use their frozen embryos to get pregnant because their ex-partners won't allow it.
This was the last chance she would have to have a natural child of her own, so it is disappointing.